Welcome to the Deeper Daily Broadcast with Pastor Paul White. We hope the good news of God's abundant grace and favor will be daily bread to your soul. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Paul.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Deeper Daily Broadcast. All week long here on the program, we've been airing for you a recent Wednesday night message called Living the Spirit-Filled Life. We bring it to a conclusion today as we look at what it means to truly be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit.
The thought is not done. Whatever you're about to read is about to tell you how to be filled with the Spirit. Let's read 18 and 19, no stopping. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Did you see it? Paul is saying to you, watch this. Be filled with the Spirit. Here's how. Step one. Every moment of your life, be speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You have permission to talk to yourself. Paul said, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So every moment of your life, it's your right to walk around and talk to yourself. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am greatly blessed. I am highly favored. I am deeply loved. I am a son of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God made him who knew no sin to be made sin so that I could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. By one man death reigned, so much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life through Christ Jesus. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Look what I'm doing right there. I'm speaking to me. Okay? And as I speak to me, what happens? I get filled with his Spirit. Why? Because he responds to the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The moment God touches Word, it becomes Rhema. Rhema is a now word, a present word. It's not just Logos, God said it. The moment God's Spirit touches it, it becomes alive. This is why you can read it and read it and read it and read it, and then one day, boom! It jumps off the page at you. Because in that moment, with the Holy Spirit infilling you and indwelling you, that Scripture becomes life. And whatever is your favorite, use it. Use it all the time. I mean, and add Scriptures to it all the time. This is how you learn Bible, too. I don't walk around. We've made Bible boring and hard and death because we put our Scriptures on little 3x5 cards and we walk around trying to memorize it word for word, every comma, every semicolon, King James text. And it's dead. And it's no fun. And we wonder why we hate devotion time. And why a lot of pastors don't know why they can't get their church interested in the Word. Because we get up and we just give rote repetition of outlines and a dead man's point. Because you know a lot of sermons in the church are pulled out of a guy's book that was off the shelf that a dude preached 70 years ago. And they kind of warmed it over and added some pertinent Fox News illustrations. I mean, we go get some current events, slap them into a dead man's sermon, and we call it Word. No, man, let this Word surge through your spirit. Man, when you talk to somebody about abundant life, it helps if you smile. When you talk to somebody about grace, it helps if you're happy. Not depressed and down and discouraged and in the dumps and wanting to quit and always discouraged and talking bad about life and your family and your church and your pastor and your enemies, but lifting up Christ and His beauty and His glory. It makes such a difference in your life. There's no words to describe what happens when you speak to yourself. Look, I want you to know this too. Speak to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs means you don't have to sing. Okay? So, if you're not good at it, and other people seem to be getting turned off, just talk. Alright? We're not all good at singing. And if we're not good, we can talk, because the Word doesn't say we gotta sing them, it says we can speak them, so speak them, and as you speak them, be blessed. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. I want to show you what I believe Paul had to be referring to. I want you to look real quick. Keep your thumb right here. We're going to make this fast. Psalms 101:1. Watch what the psalmist David said he sings about. The greatest songwriter in the Bible tells you what he sings about. It's a pretty good tip. You can know what David sung about. You can know what might be good for you to sing about. Psalms 101:1. I will sing of mercy and judgment to you, O Lord, will I sing. Work it backwards. All of our songs should be to Him. Okay?
Let's stop singing about how depressed we are, how anxious we are, how hopeful we are. Let's start singing about Him. His songs are beautiful. His name is beautiful. And David says, I will sing of mercy and I will sing of judgment. Notice I will sing of mercy first and I'll sing of judgment. Hey, New Covenant believers, when you sing of judgment, what must you be singing of? The finished work of Jesus. Where were all your sins judged? In the body of Christ. Where was all your disease judged? In the body of Christ. Jesus said it this way, judgment has entered into this world. David's not talking for you and me, we're not talking about sing about the great white throne judgment. David's talking about sing about the judgment and the justice that's been meted out on your sins. All right, go back to Ephesians 5. Couple more and we're done. Couple more little bitty tips on being filled. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you will get, notice we're in one continual thought. Semicolon ends 19 to start 20. So Paul's just giving you another tip. Watch this. Here's how you be filled with the Spirit as well. Give thanks always. Don't just give thanks when things go good. Don't just give thanks when your prayers were answered. Give thanks when you got 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread and 5,000 mouths to feed. That's how Jesus prayed. Father, I thank you for this. And now go pass it out. Jesus teaches us a lesson. Thank God before. And watch the Spirit get excited. Holy Spirit in you. How do we know? Think, hold it there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We did a whole message on this a few weeks ago, but I want you to see this again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says this in verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that abundant grace might through thanksgiving redound to the glory of God. The more thankful, the more abundant grace. You know what the word redound means? Left over. So Paul says this, the more thanksgiving you show, the more abundant grace is left over. I want so much grace that there's grace left over. Paul said you can have that. That's not a new message. It's not a radical grace message. That's a 2,000-year-old message. It's right there in the Word. More grace than you could ever use when you learn how to say thank you. Even in crisis, I've been learning to pray, thank you. Thank you, Father. Even for stuff that hasn't happened yet. Thank you, Father. I don't see it yet, but I know it's done in you. Okay? Listen, if you can't see your healing in you, see it in Jesus. If you can't see your prosperity in you, see it in Jesus. It's better in Him anyway. He's where the source of your faith is. Father, I don't see your righteousness in me, but I do see your righteousness in Jesus. Thank you that Jesus is in me. Father, I don't see the manifestation of my healing. But I know that my sickness was in Jesus, and I see my healing in Jesus. Thank you, Father, that my healing is in Jesus. Thank you, Father, that this blessing is in Jesus. Always put it in Jesus. The Holy Spirit responds to Jesus. Right? You want to be filled with the Spirit? Respond to Jesus. Notice that the giving thanks is to God, 20, and the Father, how? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By Christ's authority, I say thank you. Christ has given me the right to say thank you. By Christ's authority, I am blessed. By Christ's authority, I am wise. 1 Corinthians 1:30, He has been made unto us wisdom. Christ has been made unto us redemption. Christ has been made unto us sanctification. Christ has been made unto us righteousness. It means that I can say thank you that Christ is my wisdom. Christ is my redemption. Christ is my sanctification. Christ is my righteousness. Even though I don't see it all, thank God it is. And the filling of the Holy Spirit begins. Praise God. And finally, Ephesians 5. The semicolon hits again at the end of 20, so 21 is going to give us one more tip. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let's go backwards. The fear of God. Paul says this in the book of Hebrews. I give Hebrews to Paul. Paul says this in Hebrews. He says, it is by God's grace that we fear the Lord. Only people who understand grace truly know new covenant fear. Those who don't understand grace know old covenant fear. Old covenant fear is, I'm scared God's mad at me. I'm scared God's cursing me. I'm scared God just gave me cancer. I'm scared God's going to pay me back. I'm scared God's going to send me to hell. I'm scared God's not happy with me. That's old covenant fear. That's how old covenant people lived. New covenant fear, Paul said, it'll take grace to have new covenant fear. Because new covenant fear, Jesus called fear worship. To be able to worship when you don't see results, that takes grace fear. I honor you, Father. We have a holy fear of knowing that your word is true. As you do that,
Look what you do in 21. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Submit yourselves one to another means that submission. You want to know what excites the Holy Spirit? Is when we become submitted to one another in our day-to-day life. I've heard it said this way. In fact, I used to follow a ministry that said this a lot. They would say, all submission in the church is horizontal, not vertical. Okay, and what this preacher meant was, I don't come under anybody, we come under each other. But the longer I hung out in that ministry, the more I realized what he meant was, I don't come under anybody. Okay? It didn't mean I don't come under anybody vertically. It means I can say that we don't have vertical submission, we have horizontal submission, which means each other. That way I don't have to answer to anyone. Now, if you want to know how to stay submitted, and submission is a key to the refilling of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you one scripture to close. All right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. I'm going to show you the pride-busting, life-submitting way to live submitted all the time. Now, before you read this, get ready. Because if you think highly of yourself, this is going to hurt. Okay? If you think you're it, the stuff, God's gift to humanity, this is a toughie. That's coming up. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. You want to know how to stay submitted? Always figure that everyone else in the room is better than you. They're all closer to God. They all have more faith. I'm serious. You want to know humility? Walk into every room and see yourself as the one in most need of help. Preachers, when you take the pulpit, preach like the one in the building that needs it the most. Preach grace like the one that needs grace the most. Preach compassion like the one that needs compassion the most. Assume that every person in that crowd has outprayed you, outread you, outlived you, outloved you. If you'll preach that way, you'll live that way. And your church will be birthed that way. Live that way in your marriage. Live that way in your relationships. Live that way in your job. Live that way in your life. It excites the Holy Spirit to see a people who are confident that they have no confidence in self. For when that happens, the Holy Spirit bubbles and says, I can use this one. You know the one I can't use? The one who's already got it figured out. Walks into the room smarter than everybody else. Slicker than everybody else. More advanced than everybody else. Better looking than everybody else. I mean, every way. But the guy, I'm not talking about fake humility, walking to every room with your head down, looking at the floor. A lot of times that's more pride than walking in with it up. That's, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me, I'm so humble. No, but this comes from a place down in our heart where we know, without His grace, such were some of us. But for the grace of God, there goes I. And to know that, Paul said, you want to see true submission?
Thank you, friends, for listening all week long. I hope you were with us. And if today was your only day or you missed a day or two, you're going to want to get a copy of the message you just heard. It was called Living the Spirit-Filled Life. Contact the ministry and ask for it by the title. We'll send it to you as our gift, postage paid and free of charge. We hope to hear from you. Have a great weekend in our Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, this is Pastor Paul White saying, God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Broadcast. To order products mentioned in today's program, write us at Paul White Ministries, P.O. Box 985, Poplar Bluff, Missouri 63902, or call us at 573-686-2414. To order online, visit our website at www.paulwhiteministries.org. May God's abundant grace and favor be with you in Jesus' lovely name.